Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen, 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 hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. I want to thank Him for another Sabbath. And tonight we are dealing with something really special, man. This brother McCormick dropped this bomb on us like a couple of years ago. And when we first heard it, it was like, bam, man, because we've been dealing with this creation deal, right? And this, the Lord opened up this brother understanding to this thing called a Bible code. Now, I don't really know how he can. I know one thing we were dealing with, you know, the calendar. You know, the month calendar, right? So the Lord started popping his head open with that because the Lord allowed him to see the middle of the week being Christ, you know. And from there, this is where this came from, man. And so, you know, all praise to the Most High God for this infinite wisdom and giving us this kind of understanding that we can all get into this, man. And I really want to get into this, man. I hope I do the Father justice and my man justice in bringing this precept in the manner that it's supposed to be brought in. So with that being said, let's all stand face Jerusalem. Let's all stand face Jerusalem. Brothers, if you can, cover your heads. And sisters, if you can, cover your heads to be opposed to Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God. Put the light and blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and give us a mind to perceive and ask to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and a faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and give them a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and a faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies endure forever. Amen. Oh, man. Praise be the Lord. Praise be the Lord. Well, once again, we're dealing with the Bible code. And what we're going to do, because see, we just wrapped up the first day of the creation. So in order for you to understand where we're going with this, you got to read the first 3 days of the creation so that
you can understand where this is going. So when we go back to day one and start breaking it down, then you know where we at. Amen. So here's the thing. Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1. Amen. Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. And it says this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together and onto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herbs yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herbs yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, and whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the third day. So we got three principles here. You got the first day, which is light. You got the second day, which is water. And then you got the third day, which is the earth. Well, because we just got through getting done with the first day, we're going to go back to the first day. Amen? So let's go back to the first day, and let's do this. Amen? So remember now, just remember these three precepts, light, water, earth. 1, 2, 3, light, water, earth. And we're going to see this combination pop up throughout the Word of God constantly. Why? Because how we know for a fact. When the brother broke this down to me, I was like, you know, if there was any doubt in my mind that the Word of God had anything to do with a man or anything like that, or a man made the book or something like that, this kicked it out of my head. Why? Because a man ain't this meticulous, this particular, this minute, this finite when it comes to everything that pertains to the Word of God. Because man don't want you to know about the Word of God. So it's no way that he would bring this book to this degree and then turn around and testify against it. He would justify everything in it because it's from him. You see? So this is that thing. So, no, man is telling us there is no God. When we get through with this, you're going to find out that, hey, man, this book isn't by no man. Although man, he used man to testify of it, to testify of his word and read these things. And yes, it's written in English. And yes, King James had men translate it from Latin and Greek, because Rome has took all our manuscripts. So the Roman church was playing us, you know, because they had our manuscripts. So King James, which was the king in Saxon, was mad because the Pope sided with the French. This is all documented history. You can research it. Go check it out. My elder brother taught us that. You check it out. Facts. So he had a problem with the church siding with the French. So he said, I'm going to do the thing that this is from God. He said, I'm going to do the thing that you don't want done, and that is to translate this book in English and put it in everybody's hand. Which did, when he did this, even though the Europeans tried to keep us from reading, it was inevitable that the Word of God was going to get in our hands, and then he will use us to translate it, I should say, in the language in where we were born in, like in Acts the second chapter said. Amen? So here we are. All right, so with that being said, let's read this and let's break down day one. Because I haven't done the creation day two. But to give you an idea of what day one is and how this thing is set up, we're going to deal with it from this perspective. So in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. This is what we're dealing with. But see, we see here there's a light. But then if you skip down to verse 18, and it says this. It says, not 18. I'm ahead of myself. 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to be the ruler day, the lesser light to rule the night. And he made stars also and set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night, and divided the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good in the evening and morning with the first fourth day. So this sun and moon wasn't active. This hadn't been formed yet. This isn't been powered up yet, so to say. So this is the thing. This is the thing right here. Man, or misinterpreted day one and day four. Let's go back to day one, because we know the sun and the moon ain't created yet. So what is this light that he created in the first day? All right, that's the question, right? So let's go into that. Let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 6. What is this light that he created in day one? It was this. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 20. It says, my son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them upon thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp. The law is the light, And the reproof of the instructions are the way of life. So we found out when he said, let there be light, he was saying that he brought law and the commandments into the creation, because the earth was without form and void. So if the earth is without form and void, then that lets me know that there was no order form. But when he brought the commandments, he brought the seasons, he brought light and day, because he spoke of light and day. So he brought light and day in the seasons. He brought those things. And then he brought, what else he brought? He brought the word. What? What do you mean the word? Because the commandments is the word of God, right? So let's look at that. Let's go into Psalms chapter Psalms chapter 119 and verse 105. Psalms chapter 119 and 105. And it says this, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So he said, thy word is the beginning of all things. Thy word, what do you mean? Because without the commandment, without him writing it down, those things don't exist. Nothing don't exist in this creation without him writing it, not even sin. Sin had to exist. Why? Because he created all of us with free will, even the beasts of the field. The beasts of the field have a choice to do right and wrong. Trust that. They have a choice. They have a physical choice to do right and wrong. What do you mean, bro? Because a beast know when it done something wrong. Like, for instance, your dog make a mistake and take a dump in your crib. Well, it know it just did something wrong, right? It made a choice. So now it feels bad. That's a physical choice, right? So he's telling us that he gave us choice. Without the law, there isn't choice. There isn't free will. There isn't anything in the creation. You don't have a right and wrong without the truth or the law. And people sit up and say, well, there's no such thing as truth, and there's no such thing as the law, and all this old type of thing. But no, that's an inaccuracy. What do you mean? Because one is that choice without the law, there isn't a choice. What do you mean? 1 + 1 = 2. We have to make a choice whether or not 1 + 1 = 2 or 3. Well, we know that math can lie. So right then and there, if you say in the evening the first day, the first thing he taught us was to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's the week. That's the first thing he taught us. And I'm a firm believer, and I can prove it, that day one is the first day of Abib. I can read that. I can prove it. Hands down. Day one is the first day of Abib. And the 14th day in this same creation is the Passover. That's why after the great white throne judgment, which is the 13th day in the creation, also the 8th day in the creation, here come the Passover. Why the 8th day in the creation? Because man has to be circumcised on the 8th day. That's the law. And why the 13th day? Why is it the 13th day? Because Ishmael was circumcised when he was 13 years old. Ishmael is the children of the flesh. So all flesh will be circumcised on the 13th day in the creation. And then after you, if you make it through the great white throne judgment, he passed over your sins and covered you with the blood. Now you can take part in the Passover with the Father. That's that thing. So this is that. So he said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What do you mean that word? He said this in St. John, right? Let's look at this. St. John chapter 1 and verse 1, it says this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But then we just got to read in Genesis that he said in the beginning, he said, let there be light. We just got to read in the law that the light is the law. So the Word, we got to read also in the law that the Word is the commandment, and the Word is the law. So he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Well, yeah. And it was, what do you mean the Word was God? Of course, let's go into Revelation chapter 19, and it says this. We're just going to get right to the source. Revelation 19 and verse 13, it says this. He was clothed, this is God coming down. He's going to get ready to go to war with mankind. I'm going to pick it up at the source because we need to stand this precept. So 13, it says this, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name was called the Word of God. That's him. He the one that was in the beginning. He the one that said, let there be light. Who is this one? Go into Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 2, it says, he has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he have appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. So that was Christ. He's the Word of God. This is the Son. This is him. So this is what, okay, let me skip down. And it says this. He said, verse 10. And Lord, in the beginning hast thou laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. So this is him. He's the Word of God that did it. He's him. That's the one we're talking about. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is them, but this was in the beginning before there was a day. This is the light that he covered the earth with. That's with, and that's his commandment. But before a day was completed, you had this in Isaiah chapter 57. Isaiah 57, you had this. Because it wasn't no such thing as a day. It wasn't no such thing as a week. It wasn't no such thing as a month. It says this, Isaiah 57 and 15. For thus saith the Lord, for thus say the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity. That was it. That was all day. That was all before heaven, before there was an earth, before there was anything, there was this thing called eternity. You know, and he even had to create this thing called eternity. Right? Right. Because that meant that eternity had to be there before he got there. No, he had created eternity for him and the Father to dwell in. And then, from that point, the Father and him created everything else. That's what we just got through reading. By him, by the word of God, was all things made. Him. So it says this. On the first day, this is what he said. Before it was the first day, it was just eternity. That's it. Now watch this. He said, now remember, the word was with God and the word was God, right? So what do you mean the word was with God? Because we see that that was Jesus. But then he said, in Hebrews chapter 1, which I didn't read, I should have read it. He said, in sundry times, God has spoken to us by his Son. Who is God the Father? He spoke to us by the Son. So this is that thing, right? So he said this, back in 15, he said, thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in a high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. What do you mean? That's him. That's what he said. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. That's him. Thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity. He's saying Isaiah, he don't inhabit eternity. And this is why, these Hebrews, man, that don't believe in Jesus, I'm like, who is this here? What is he testifying of? Because he said, well, Isaiah was in the spirit. Man, I suck you stupid. Don't say that to me. Man, please don't insult my intelligence like that. You know, I don't play those games with these dudes anymore. I really don't. I'm not there anymore. I don't have no patience with none of these cats anymore. That's it. I'm tired of playing with these dudes. I'm tired of playing with anybody with this book. You know, being patient with them. God has told me to be patient. Now, I'm just bringing this book. That's it. Don't have none of that nonsense. If you're in the nonsense, you out of here. That's the end of your story. It says this, I dwell in a high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one. So that's it. Both of them is humble and contrite. Why? Because they got children in this planet that are humble and contrite. But they are the ones that was in the beginning. This is that thing. So he said, in the beginning, let there be light. Right? But we read three verses. We read 3 days, right? So let's look at that. Let's look at this thing play itself out so we can understand what we're looking at, right? Okay, so now we see that this is God in Christ. All right, let's go into Matthew's, right? Let's go into Matthew's chapter 3. And it says this, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea. So John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness, well, preaching, that's the light, right? Okay. Saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And it says, I'm going to skip down to verse 5. It said, then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the regions round about Jordan and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Now, light, water, first day, second day, right here. Here go the light, the word of God, him preaching, and here come the second thing, water. Now, watch this. We're going to go right here at verse 13. It says this. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized in him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? Jesus said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And when Jesus was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, right? And lo, the heavens was open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. Lo, and a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, of whom I am well pleased, right? So, now, this is Jesus. He just got baptized, right? Now, mind you, Jesus is the light of the world. Watch this. In John, let me go to John. Let's read this again. Let's go back to St. John chapter 1, okay? And it says this, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. That's everything from the air to the birds to even syphilis. That was made by him. All this stuff was made by him. Everything. It's nothing in the creation that wasn't made by him. And it says that in him was life, and the life was the light of man. There you go, right? So he's the light. He's the beginning. He's the light of man. And the light shineth in darkness. That was him in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And darkness comprehended it not. So there go the light. And then it said the Spirit of God moved upon the water. Well, okay. And then you got with water there, right? So water is on in the first day of the creation. We read that in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Water is here. Now he separated the water from the waters, right? That's day 2. So here comes the light being baptized by John. John is a light, right? This is a light. Well, he's the ultimate light. But watch this after he get baptized. Matthew chapter 4. Then Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Well, that's the earth. Same principle. This is why we know that ain't us. Man, they write this book. Because this is too much. This is too particular. It's too finite. It's too particular. Too finite. This is that thing. So now he said that. Now he was led into the wilderness. Light, baptized, water the second day. And then he went off and... then he went into the wilderness earth. 3, 1, 2, 3. Now, here we go. Now, let's go back to John. Let's look at that again. Then, in those days, came John the Baptist preaching in the what? Wilderness. Baptizing. He's the light. There go all three right there. John the Baptist, he's the light. 2, baptizing. 3, in the wilderness. Are we seeing that? 1, 2, 3, light, water, earth, light, water, earth, light, water, earth. Are we not receiving this? Are we not seeing it? This is this thing, light, water, earth. Now, here it is. Let's go. Here go one for you. Let's go into Exodus, right? Exodus. Exodus chapter... and it says this. Now, Moses, this is Moses now, right? And it says, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and led the flock to the backside of the desert, to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And an angel appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked. And behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Light. Right? Light. So the first thing he brought forth was light. Now, watch this. Now he's going to show his power. What's the next thing he do with Moses? Well, of course, he showed him his power, and he turned, you know, showed that he had power with flesh and such. But then here come the next thing. Uh, Moses go visit Pharaoh. He ain't visited Pharaoh. Moses go to Pharaoh to tell him to let us go, let his people go, right? And we're going to get right to the source. So this is what he said. And the Lord said unto Moses, I'm 7 and 14, Exodus 7 and 14, and it says this. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened. He refused to let the people go. See, this is another thing, man. We got to be careful with our spirit. Sometimes people can't listen or be obedient because the Lord did something with their mind that they refused to be corrected. They refused to do those things is right, but they bent on doing those things that's evil. God will give you that type of mind that you won't hear the word of God, right? So it says this, get thee unto Pharaoh in the morning, light, and go out unto the water, bam. There it is, light, water, and stand by the brink, earth. Against it, he come, and I rod shall be turned into a serpent, and thou shalt take it with thine hand. There it is. Light, water, earth. Moses, light, water. This is Moses. This is what he did. What did he do? Moses brought us the law. Moses gave us the word of God. Then he did what? 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Moreover, this 1 Corinthians chapter 10, he said, moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized on a Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Now, light, water, and then what did he take them to? Verse 5, but many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Earth, light, water, earth. Are we listening? Are we listening? Are we not seeing this? This is this thing, man. This is how God operates. So he's telling us this is the principle, how he's functioning here. So I'm not dealing with the second day yet. I'm just showing how it's flowing. This thing is a real conversation. You know, this is a real conversation, man. But we need to really stop, you know, really pay attention to. You know, when I heard it, man, I was flowed, man, because I was like, I could see it out the gate. Because the Lord had already been exercising my senses in the feast days and in this calendar thing, right? So when the God of Israel brought it to the bruh and he brought it to my attention, it was an easy kill because I already was seasoned to hear it. And when he broke it down, it was just like, it was too easy not to see. It was too easy not to see. So, let's go into Revelations chapter 10, right? Now watch this. And I saw a mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with the cloud, rainbow upon his head, and his face was as the sun, light, and his feet as a pillar of fire, light, and in his hand was a little book, light, and his right foot was upon the sea, water, and his left foot is on the earth, wilderness, earth, light, water, earth. Are we listening? Even he got his angels functioning on this wide, light, water, earth. Are we not listening? Two just nailed it. But I'm just saying, I read one and two because one leads you right into it. You know, I saw a mighty angel. Of course, an angel is light because he's created out of fire. And he said, hey, what did they do? They bring a light, right? That's what Moses saw in the burning bush. He saw one of them. And he said, in the heavens, he said, came down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his feet was as, and his face was as the sun, light, and his feet was as a pillar of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he sat in his right, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth. Light, water, earth. He brought the book, the book was the word of God. You see, this is that thing. If the book is the word of God, we got the book. The book right now is the Bible. We're reading it right now. That's the book, right? Because John taught us out of this book. So the book is the word of God. So this is that thing. So now we see here, we see light, water, earth. So without going any further in a light, water, earth sort of thing, but to let you know that this thing is really, really, really big. It's bigger. Okay, okay, okay. All right. One more, right? One more. Let's go and let's go into let's see. I want to back up a little bit because Paul got dealt with, man. So I want to get with that Ananias, man, because Ananias was a bad piece. See, people think that, you know, the law is done away with, but then the book will tell you that Ananias was perfect in the law. He was a perfect brother in the law, and that he was let me see. I'm gonna do this. Okay. Let's go into this is Galatians. Don't want to go there yet. I do not want to go there yet because this is him going into the wilderness, man. But no. I want to deal with him. I want to deal with Paul, man, getting healed. And once he got healed, then he was baptized with me. Let me find it. I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it. I don't care what nobody said. I'm going to find that verse. You missed me on that one. I'm going to find it. God, well, I ain't going to say I'm going to find nothing. God is going to give it to me. All right. Let's see. Ooh, that's a good one. I didn't even think about that. When the brother was baptized, the eunuch was baptized. You see, man, I missed that no more. Because first he was reading the word of God. He commanded that the chariot be stopped. He said, "What's stopping me from being baptized?" He said, "Man, if you believe in Jesus, it's all good." And then he baptized him. I should read that. Oh man, I think. You know what? I am gonna read that. Yep, I'm gonna read it. Acts chapter 8. And it says this, and he says, watch this here. So the eunuch is reading the law, which is the light, right? So it says this. Now watch this. Acts 8:27. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. This is your brothers there in the land right now, the Danites, they there. And he wanted them. He said, who had charge over all her treasures and came to Jerusalem to worship, of course, for the Pentecost, right? He was one of the faithful. And the Lord was saying, no, you baptize this dude. And he said, and as returning, he was sitting in a chariot, he reading Isaiah the prophet. Where did he get this from? Right? So he reading Isaiah. Isaiah's a deep book, man. He reading it. And he said, then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near, here come the light, go near and join thyself to his chariot, right? Philip ran thither to meet him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except for some man should guide me? And desire Philip that he should come up and sit with him. See, what was his pride at? He working for the queen. He got her stuff, you know, and he got the book and said, why didn't he just blow him off? No, man, this is why God was dealing with him, because he was humble, the humble dude. We be reading these things and missing the golden principle. Look at this humility. He was way up the food chain. And he said, man, how should I let somebody show me? You know, or guide me through this, right? He could have easily told, you know, Philip to go on, man, I'm good. You know, no, he did not. And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired that Philip should come up and sit with him. And the place of the scripture which he read was this. And he was led of the sheep to the slaughter like a dumb before his shears, and he opened his mouth. And his humiliation and judgment was taken away, and when the judgment was taken away, who shall declare his generation? For his life was taken from the earth. And it says this. Now, watch this. The eunuch answered Philip. He said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Himself of some other man, right? Philip opened his mouth and began the same scripture and began to preach Jesus and preach Jesus unto him, right? Once again, here come the light. And when they went their way, he came into a certain water. And the eunuch said, here's water. What doeth hinder me to be baptized? Light, water, watch this. And Philip said, if thou believe with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, is the Son of God. Well, of course, he just got through seeing this big miracle in Acts chapter 2. You know, so he's trying to get a feel. He said, yeah, I believe Christ is. Man, I was there. I was there on the Pentecost. I was there. I was with the devout. So, yeah, I believe. I seen the miracle. So now he's telling him who Christ is, right? And so he said, and he commanded the chariot to stand still. They went down into the water, both Philip and he baptized him. And when they would come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord called Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on rejoicing. And Philip found Azotus passing through, preaching in all the cities in Canaan, Caesarea. There it is. Light, water, earth. He went to the cities. Well, of course, where the cities at? They sitting. This ain't Atlantis. This isn't Atlantis. This is earth. This is this thing. So, let's see. Let's get back into the light thing, all right? So now we see that the light is the commandments, right? So we see that the law is the commandments. Let's go into this a little further, man. Let's go into this thing a little further. We got to go into that further. Because without the law, there's nothing. There is no, man, listen. Without the law, nothing exists. Nothing exists. It says this. For the commandment is the lamp, the law is the light, and the reproof thereof are the way of life. Right? So this is that thing. It says the commandment is the lamp, the law is the light, is light, and the reproof of instructions are the way of life. Right? So now we're going into Psalms chapter 19:8, and it says this. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoice in the heart. The commandment of the Lord, sure, enlightening the eyes. That's what we just got to read with Philip and the eunuch. Because he what? Went away rejoicing. Where in the law of the Lord? You see, this is that thing. So we're seeing that play itself out. You see, this is that thing. Let's look at this a little further. Isaiah chapter 8. Oh, I love this verse, man. Oh, okay. I'm going to read verse 16 first. Isaiah chapter 8 and 16. It says this: bind up the testimony and seal the law among my disciples. And I used to run into these old school Israelites, man, that didn't believe in the New Testament. I read this right here, and I say, well, where did the disciples come from, bro? You know? I mean, seriously. I'd be real patient with my eyes, you know. I was trying to, you know, like really trying to get my brothers to see these things, man. And, you know, it seemed like the more you try to tell somebody something, the worse they get, you know, or the more rebellious they get. Or, you know, they ain't like to try to tell them or take anything from them. You're really just trying to bring them to another level, and they hate you for that. So my take is that I just don't give a damn anymore whether you believe it or not. My whole thing is this. After I show you, I'm clear. Because the Lord say, warn the people from me, whether they hear, whether they forbear. That's the end of the story, to do nothing else from that point on. I don't have to be putting up with nothing else. I don't have to deal with nothing else. All I got to do is get the word out there. And I, you know, show you the peace of God and the love of God and going about my business. The peace and the love of God is that I respect you and move around. That's it. And once I, you know, bring the book, and if you got a problem with the book, he said, kick the dust off of my feet. End of it. You know, it'd be worse for them than it was for Sodom and Gomorrah. So it said, and the law and the testimony, if they speak not, this is verse 20, to the law and the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. See? This is that thing. The light is the word of God. The light is the word of God. And it always comes first. It always comes first. Without, this is why, you know, you like, and this, we shouldn't be baptizing people until they heard the law. You know, in fact, my man wasn't baptized because he didn't know the law, because he wouldn't have been at the feast. You know, he wouldn't have been there if he didn't know the law. He did know the law, right? Here's the other thing. Now he's reading the law. Obviously, this man has some serious understanding. And what did God do? He baptized him. God said, no, Philip, go watch this dude. Clean him up from his sins. Oh, he getting into my kingdom. This is what you do. You do that. You know. And if Philip didn't fool around after he baptized me, he's out. That's it. That's my story. You know, that's my story. Nine and eight. You know, I don't hear Philip talking about, hey, I'm going to start a church over here. No, man, that was the end. That's the story. That's it. You know, I found, man, not in a, you know, in most cases, not more, I could say most cases, but people tend to, when they have camps and stuff, tend to sire over the people. And I felt that thing creep up on me, and I didn't like it. That's a foul spirit because, you know, now people is, you know, becoming your thing, man. And I'm like, no, I ain't here for that. You know, I ain't here for the people to be my thing. I'm only here for the word of God. That's it. You know, like I told my wife, I said, look, man, children, I want to teach my family. That's the end of it. You know, and we're going to do a TV show. You know, that's it. That's it. You know, and the Lord had gave us those things, man. But now we had to open up a class and all that and found out that people are really, really foul. And no matter what you do for them, you can show them the light of the world, and they'll find a reason to judge you. And for that reason alone is the reason I don't have no more patience with people like that. Because I know that they'll do that. So I just give you the book, and I'm going to be as kind as I possibly can, and then I'm out. Because people will try to offend you, and they try to judge you. If I don't give you a place to judge me, you'll be on your own with that matter. But if you find it in your heart to judge or judge me, then, hey, God willing, have at it. But I ain't giving you that place no more. That's between you and God. It's like some people think they know you, and they, like, talk about you. You know, man, I'm like, dude, what's his number? Let's give him a call. I ain't got his number. What the hell are you doing talking about? And that's a killer, man, because people think that, you know, I'm so serious. People think they could talk about it. They got a right to. And that thing called respect a person is a foul spirit. God said they ain't coming into the kingdom to do that. And we do that willy-nilly. No problem whatsoever. We don't have no problem with that respect a person thing, man. We're all into that. And God is like, you know, hey, man, you perform this thing, you will not see. In fact, you won't even be able to stand in the judgment. You won't even get out the judgment. He said, they that do this, respect a person, will not be able to stand before God in the judgment. This isn't a light thing. And we don't take it serious, you know. But then, hey, who look at the word respect a person? Who look up the precept? Who teach about respect a person? Who cares? Oh, that just sounds like something I don't need to be doing. Well, what is it? Well, that's when you look at one person above another person. Oh, that's what that is. And we do it all the time. Yeah, this camp this and that camp that, this address that, this teacher over here, that teacher over there. That's all respect a person. Better knock it off. You won't see God. You won't see the Father. You can forget about him. You'll see Jesus in the judgment, but that'll be the last time you see him. You won't see the borders of the kingdom, none of that good stuff, because he said heaven and earth is going to fly away. You, man, the last thing we see in this world is the last thing we see when we go to sleep. God forbid if we drop dead and we ain't got our heads right. And then we wake up before God, he catches us in that madness. You see, this is that thing. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, I want to stay in this light. I want to stay in this light here. Oh, man. Let's go into, he said, this is this dude in a lake of fire. Well, we ain't even dealing with his subject, man. We ain't even dealing with that cat. We just dealing with what he said to him. He said, Abraham, and he said, I have five brothers that they had testified and let them, and at least they come also into this place of torment. Abram said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. That's light. That's what it is. That's light. You see? And he said this. Now watch. Ooh, wait a minute. Maybe. Ooh. God is good. Let's see. Let's go into Mark. I'm going to Mark. Let's see. I think the Lord just dropped another piece on me on this here, right? Let's see. Nope. It's got to be Luke. Let's see. 23? No. 24. Let's see. They believe in it, baptized, they'll live, but if they're not baptized, then they're going to be cursed. Maybe. Oh. Mark 16. Watch this. He said, afterward, he appeared unto the 11, and as they sat at meat, he upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart. See, there it is. We got to realize this is in our madness. This is our madness. We have unbelief and hardness of heart. This is the 12, right? These are the disciples. He's talking to them. So he said this. He said, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Okay. And he said, well, of course, because they didn't believe Mary, you know, after he rose up. But he told them after 3 days, this is going to suffer these things and such, and he's going to rise on the third day. So he checked them on it. It's verse 15. And he said unto them, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Right? He that believeth and baptized shall be saved, water. And is believed not shall be damned. Right? These things shall follow them. In the name of the Lord, thou shalt cast out devil in new tongues, and take up serpents, and they shall drink. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So this is that thing, man. And to me, this is all curious art. When we talk about taking up things like poisons and stuff like that, we can eat with our eyes. We can drink with our eyes. And these, like, these things, so it says that. It's afterwards the Lord has spoken unto them. He received up to heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the words with the signs following after them. Amen. There it is. They went into the world like he said. But first, he did what? He said, bring the light, baptize, and then he sent them into the world. Light, water, earth. 1, 2, 3. This is why you can't people getting baptized without the knowledge of God. And I agree with Brother Bowie. You know, he said, man, you got to be here at least 6 months, man, before we baptize you. We're going to ask you that. Some people say, it ain't your place to ask that. Well, you don't want to be responsible for somebody not really sure about the things that they're getting into. I think that's a fair assessment. Some brothers say, I ain't baptizing you for a year, you know, because I want you to know exactly what you're buying into. You see, so this is that thing. So some people don't even go that route. Some people won't even baptize you for a year. You see, some of us, man, we just feel like, you know, we just so excited to baptize people and put people on the water. We find out, man, that you're actually putting people in hell. You know, because when they come up under the blood and they ain't got knowledge, man, then they in trouble. Now, if you got knowledge of God and you out here performing wickedness and you baptize, that's a different conversation, you know. And what's really crazy is that somewhere in our minds we'll believe that God will have mercy on us for, you know, committing wickedness, you know, to leave, you know, like that. But, no, man, at some point or another, man, we're going to have to pump a brake and stop, you know. What is this wickedness, man? The Lord tell us, every man know the plague of his heart. This is that thing, right? Okay. So light, water, earth, right? So let's go to, right? To Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2. It says this. In verse 6, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters and divide the waters from the waters. Now, remember that it was water upon the earth on the first day. Now he called a firmament in the midst. That's where he put the sun and the moon in, right? And he said this. He said, and God made a firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Now, what is this firmament? Okay, because we got water up there and we got water on the bottom. So what is firmament? All right, well, let's look at this. All right, quickly, let's skip down to verse 14. So it says this, and God said, this is verse 14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven, to divide the day from night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth also. And it was so. asking me, and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also. So you see here, that's the sun. He didn't even get a sun or a name. He just said a greater light. We know what that is. That's the sun. We named the sun. And the moon, right? The lesser light, which is the moon, which is like the sun. And a star, right? They were the word stars. That was in it. So the stars also. So we see the sun kicks the light off. This here is inside of the firmament, which is in the midst of the water. So we see that the sun and the moon and star shine on the waters on the earth, because when the moon is shining and you sit somewhere like on the river, you can see the reflection of the moon on the water. You can see the reflection of the sun on the water, right? But you can't see the reflection of the sun or the moon up under the water, because light can't penetrate water. So the deeper you go in the water, the darker it gets. You see? So this light that the sun and the moon has, it only got so much light it has on water. So this is why he has a water barrier above the heavens. Why? Because that's where he at. Light cannot penetrate water. What do you mean above? Well, Psalms chapter, let's look at this firmament again. Let's hold up before we get there. What else is firmament, right? Let's go right here in Genesis chapter 20. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly moving creatures that have life and fowls that it may fly above the earth in an open firmament of heaven. So now we see that the firmament not only is outer space or the cosmos, but we see right here is actually the air too, right? Because air was created when the sun hit the water, because the sun bakes the water and it calls it the vapor, and the vapor goes up, and here we are with oxygen. Yeah. So God, when he created the sun, he brought oxygen and air. So there go the birds in the firmament. They flying in the air of the firmament right here, right? So we see the firmament is from 1/100th of a second off of the earth to the end of the cosmos, right? But there's a water barrier up there. There's a water barrier up there. What do you mean by that? Let's go into Psalms chapter 110. Psalms chapter 104. And it says this. It says in Psalms 104:1, it said, bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God, thou art very great, thou art clothed in majesty with honor and majesty, who cover thyself with light as garment, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who walketh on the clouds of his chariots, who walketh upon the wind of the wings. There it is. Finish this. Watch this. Who laid the foundation of the earth that it should not be removed for how long? Forever. Light, water, earth. Same thing. See that? Same conversation. But we see here that this water here that's above the heavens, that's where he at. His foundation of heaven is above the waters. You see, this is that thing, right? Where else is this written? I think it's written in Peter. Let's look at that. Peter chapter 4. Yeah, I think it's Peter chapter 4. Wait a minute. No. Let's see. Nope. It had to be 2 Peter, right? And yes, 2 Peter chapter 3. And it says this. He says in verse 7, it says, the water... He said, the heavens and the earth, which are now, but the same word, are kept in store and reserved unto the fire against the judgment of the perdition. No, I got to read into that. I got to read into that. Okay, it says, I'm going to pick it up at one. It says, this is the second epistle, beloved. Now, I write, this is Peter, 2 Peter chapter 2 and 3 and 1. It says, 2 Peter, it said, this is the second epistle, beloved. Now, I write unto you, and both which I stir up in your pure mind by the way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophet, of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, there shall come in the last days scoffers and walking after their own lust. You know, people that don't believe in God. We get that. You know, well, yeah, people that don't believe in God. We even talking about people that's in the Word that don't believe in God, right? That's the same conversation. It says this, saying, where's the promise of his coming? Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning. And this they are willingly ignorant of by the word of God. The heavens were of old, the earth standing out of waters, in the waters. You see, whereby the world was then, whereby the world that was then being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same world, are kept in stir, reserved against, on a fire against the judgment of unperdition of perdition and ungodly man. He said, look, this water that's above the earth right now, this is above the cosmos, is going to be reserved there until the coming of God. He said, then the heavens is going to be revealed. Watch this. This is the parting of the Red Sea all over again. Watch this. Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6 and verse 12. And it says this. 6 and 12. And I beheld when he opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell into the earth as a fig tree casts her untimely fig, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And that must, you know, I ain't, you know, never been around no fig tree that's been around a storm, and I could imagine how hard that is, but it sounds like that could be really hard. I had fig Newtons. I ain't never seen a fig hit the planet, you know, like this. It says, when she is shaken of a mighty wind, and the heavens departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. See, the heavens roll back. That's the water, right? So the waters roll back, and guess what man saw? Heaven. Just what? Fire. So the waters roll back, and now man see the light. Wow. Anyway, it goes on. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the rich men and the chief captains and the mighty men and every bondman, every free man hid themselves in the dens of the rocks of the mountains and settled to the mountain rock, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sit upon the throne and from the wrath of the land. Ain't that what they did with Joshua in the days of Joshua? They hid themselves in the caves and Joshua and them put a stone on the caves. Same conversation, right? For the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall ever be able to stand? Well, Joshua said, put your feet on the necks of these kings. Well, if your feet is on the neck of these kings, well, they definitely not standing up. But that's not the point. The point is that the heavens rolled back, the water parted, and the armies of God through the heavens, or like we did when Moses parted the Red Sea. The exact same thing. See that? Same conversation. But a different, because see, we look at things, man, and we, you know, gotta listen to God. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He did it yesterday, he gonna do it again. But this time he said, this army of God is coming back in Revelation, right here. 19 and 11, it says this. And I saw heaven open. Behold, a white horse, and him that sat And him that sat upon it was called faithful and true and righteousness, he deal with judge and made war. Case in point. You see? There it is. So here he comes. This is the word of God. This is him coming through the waters. The waters passed back. Now, this is what Peter was talking about. He revealed this thing to John. So this is what Peter was saying in chapter 3. He was saying in 2 Peter chapter 3, he said this. Ooh, I'm gonna get down to the crush of it. Yes, he said this at verse chapter 3:10. He said, "But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, and the which the heavens shall pass away with a noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up." Case in point, the water's gonna roll back. And we're going to see God. And that's when man going to say hi to us. Because the sun is already heating up. Because he told us in Revelation that the earth is going to be heated up 7 times more. So, yeah, you know, you're talking about climate control and all this type of stuff, man. That's already happening. That's already going on. That's already happening. This is already taking place. This is going on right now before our eyes. So about time this take place, the earth is going to be starving for water. So those of us that got money to invest, you better invest in some water, because that's going to be the next gold, man. That's going to be the next black gold. People be selling everything to get some water. Amen? So now we see here that he said, now this right here, he said the firmament is where he put the sun and the moon and the stars. And the birds, right? Oh, let's go back to that Genesis, right? Let's go back to Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, and let's pick it up in verse, where do we leave off? It says this, and God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly moving creatures that have life, and the fowls that fly above the earth in the open firmament." And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, every mingled, every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. So, and God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth." And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. So we see here that God created out the water, right? Because we went light, water, earth, 3 days, right? So now the fourth day, he created the sun, light. Right here, once again, water. But what did he bring with this? Blood, right? Once again, let's go back to Moses. Now, we talked about that. First thing he showed Moses was the burning bush. The second thing he did with Moses was what? Blood in the water. That's what he did with, he said, "Now put your staff in that water and turn that water into blood." Case in point. Then he did what with Moses? He took us out to the wilderness. Light, water, earth. This brother broke this thing out in the coma. When he broke this thing down, I was blew back. This is just, I don't know about you, but reading that and looking at it from this point here, from what God given me out of it, it's foolproof. It's foolproof. Not F-U-L-L, it's F-O-O-L. It's foolproof. So ain't no fool gonna come up here and try to debunk this. Can't do it. It's etched in stone, Jack. He said he brought forth blood out of the water and the firmament. Now watch this. Let's go into what I want to do. Do I want to do John? Yeah, let's do John. Let's do John 19. And Okay, here it is. John 19:31. The Jews, therefore, because it was a preparation that the body should not remain up on the cross until it's on the Sabbath day. What do you mean on the cross? Where is Jesus at? He's not on the earth. He's in the firmament. He's in the firmament. He's not on the earth. He's on the cross in the firmament where the birds fly. He's not on the earth. Wrap your mind around that. Watch this. And he said, for the Sabbath day was a high day. So he said, in the salt pilot, this is where cats get to, you know, the 15th day is the first day, is the first day of feast. I let the man get on to them. And it said, Pilate, and it, look, just for the record, the king had made a feast like none other on the Passover. Didn't even mention the 15th day. Two kings. One king topped another king. You know what I mean? In fact, the 15th day don't even have a name. But all the other feast days do. Even the Sabbath day got a name. But the 15th day is just 15. But the Passover is a whole new planet. Understand that. Anyway, that's a whole other thing. I ain't getting into that, man. If you believe that the 15th day is the first day of Feast of Unleavened Bread, that's between you and God. Like I said, I ain't there no more. And that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers to break the legs of the first and with the other, which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus, they saw that he was dead already, and they break not his leg, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, for a whiff came there out blood and water. Where did it come from? The firmament. Where did the firmament water? Right there. That's where he put it at. Once again, this is that thing. This is that conversation. You see? Blood and water came out of him. This is that. And we aren't paying attention to what our God is trying to tell us. Tell us all these things are consistent. Consistent. Right? Light, water, earth. Right? Okay. Here it is. So here come out blood and water, and he that saw it bear record. His record was true. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. And forthwith came out blood and water. And he saw it, and his record was true, and his record is true, and know of that. He says it's true that he might believe, but these things were done, and the scripture should be fulfilled. A bone in him should not be broken. And another scripture said they looked upon him whom they pierced, case in point. But he was in the firmament, right? And what did they do next? What happened next? Because this is the light, man. This is the light. This is the light of God. But guess what? It's darkness now. Darkness is on the earth. Because remember now, the Lord brought darkness upon the planet. And he said this, and after this Josephus, Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for the fears of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave, and he came therefore and took the body of Jesus. And what did he do with the body? Verse 41, and now the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and the garden of the new sepulchre where it was never laid a man. And there lay Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, and the sepulchre was nigh at hand. There it is. So, light, water, earth, on the face of the deep. Ooh. Oh, my God. Ooh. That's what happened to us? Darkness was on our face? When we killed the Christ? Really? Really? Then he said this. And he said, and then blood and water came out. And then what they did to him? They put him in a sepulchre. Light, water, earth. Right? Water, earth. And like I said, I couldn't deny that if I wanted to. I couldn't deny that if I wanted to. If I couldn't teach against that if I wanted to. Because it's just too evident. You see? This is that thing. So here it is. It says, First John chapter 5, and it says this. It says, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth in Jesus, the Son of God? This is that came by water and blood, right? Even Jesus, not only by water, but water and blood. Five. Why? Because man also was created from water, the same as everything else. He said, and the Spirit bear record, and because the Spirit is true, right? These three bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, the Holy Ghost, these three are one. And there are three that bear record in the earth, the Spirit, water, and blood. Earth, light, water, blood. These three agree in one. Light, water, earth. Light, water, earth. They all agree. Light, that's the Father and the Son. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. That's the Father and the Son. When it came to day four, that's Jesus, right? He is the light. Why? Because when he went into the earth was absent of light for 3 days and three nights. So there it is again, light, 3 days. Then light came upon the earth on what? The fourth day. When? During the Passover. When? At the end of the week. When? On the Sabbath as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, the Sabbath day. At the end of the Sabbath, Christ rose. That's the fourth day. Are we listening? You see, this is that thing. Man, I'm going to hold up here because I got to do some more research on this because we're getting back to some more. This is good. And I got to get off into the second day of the creation. Right? So, I haven't got to the earth part. Got to get into the earth part. But, man, listen, I don't want to get ahead of myself. All right, let's just do this. We're going to go into day two. We're going to deal with the firmament. And then we're going to finish it off with this, right? And then we're going to go into day three. And we're going to finish off with the earth, like we just got through saying. So now we see how this is going. Light, water, earth, light, water, earth, light, water, earth. The first day, light, one. The second day, fourth day. The seventh day is light. The Sabbath day, guess what, is light. Light, water, earth. See that? He is in the middle of light. He's in the middle of the beginning. There he is. He's in the midst of the week. That's him. Light, water, earth. Again, let's reiterate that. In the beginning was the light. The second day is the firmament. Water, he separates the water from the water. And the third day calls the earth out of water, right? Then the fourth day, light. The fifth day, water and blood. And then the sixth day, earth. Here come man, the cattle, and the beasts of the field. On the sixth day, right? And the seventh day, light. Starts over again. And the eighth day, water. And New Jerusalem come down on the earth. Yep. Light. Water. So with that being said, man, we're going to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. Love people. Read your Bibles, man. Please read your Bible. Stop, letting people steal your confidence in the gospel, man. And if they don't believe in God, forget about it. If they don't believe in God, who cares, right? That's between them and God. So my take is this. If they don't believe your testimony, like God said, shake the dust off of your feet. Keep it moving. Don't let people steal your joy or your confidence, right? So with that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. If we stay here at the Sound of Living Waters, please read your Bibles. Amen.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.